I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Well, she's still Senator Hillary Clinton, but there is little doubt what job she's going to have next week. Mrs. Clinton sailed through the start of her Senate confirmation hearing today. Senators from both parties praised her as a good choice to become America's next Secretary of State. But as The World's Matthew Bell reports, Clinton still faced some tough questions.
Hillary Clinton said she and her staff have been busy answering hundreds of written questions from senators in preparation for today's hearing, but the fact is she's a shoo-in for the job. That was apparent in the way her Foreign Relations Committee colleagues addressed her this morning. The top Republican member, Richard Lugar, had congratulations and a warm welcome for Clinton.
I've enjoyed the opportunity to work with her in the Senate. I look forward to the prospect of much more frequent collaboration when she is Secretary of State.
For her part, Senator Clinton refrained from the kind of campaign rhetoric that painted President Bush as a foreign policy disaster. Instead, Clinton offered a broad sketch of how she would run the State Department under the strategic banner of smart power. That means trying diplomacy first, considering military force last, and in between, incorporating a wide range of tools for exerting American influence.
I assure you that if I am confirmed, the State Department will be firing on all cylinders to provide forward-thinking, sustained diplomacy in every part of the world.
Committee chairman and former presidential candidate himself, John Kerry, thanked Clinton for agreeing to the job at State. It's a job he himself was being considered for. Then Kerry got down to business. What about Iran, Kerry asked, and what's the bottom line when it comes to the Islamic Republic acquiring a nuclear weapon? Clinton responded,
the president-elect has said repeatedly it is unacceptable. It is going to be United States policy to pursue diplomacy with all of its multitudinous tools to do everything we can to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear weapons state. As I also said, no option is off the table.
Clinton said the Obama administration is reviewing U.S. policy toward Iran. She declined to get specific on what carrots and sticks might be used in what the president-elect has said will amount to a new approach of engagement with Iran. At one point, Kerry asked about Clinton's own role in the process.
Do you plan personally to engage in personal diplomacy with Iranian officials at a high level in the near term?
Well, again, Mr. Chairman, I want to wait to determine the exact contours of how we proceed until we're actually in office and have a chance to consult with others.
Kerry went on to ask if the incoming administration plans to open an American interests section in Tehran and if it will send an American ambassador back to Syria. Clinton said those questions, too, are under review by the Obama team. One thing that's not under consideration, though, is negotiating with Hamas, she said.
You cannot negotiate with Hamas until it renounces violence, recognizes Israel, and agrees to abide by past agreements. That is just, for me, an absolute. You know, that is the United States government's position. That is the president-elect's position.
With regard to the fighting in Gaza, Clinton said she and Mr. Obama both understand the need for Israel to defend itself. And she added that the pain and suffering of Palestinian and Israeli civilians should make the incoming U.S. administration even more determined to help secure peace in the Middle East. At one point in today's hearing, there was a hint of ideological friction, though it was exceedingly polite. Republican Senator Jim DeMint said international institutions such as the United Nations can be difficult partners sometimes.
How can we do a better job of being cooperative at the same time protecting our sovereignty?
Well, I think the absolute bottom line for any agreement or undertaking by the United States government is that it has to be, in our view, in the best interests of the United States,
right,
that it furthers our national security, advances our interests, and both protects and reflects our values. That's how I see my responsibility.
Clinton said it shouldn't be up to the United States alone to solve all the world's problems, but American power and status, she said, do confer on this country some big responsibilities. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.